everyone, and welcome to Reflections Upon the Precious Book Divine. My name is Rick Popejoy, and I'm going to be your host this hour as we have arrived at Open Mic Friday. What that means, my friends, is that your text, your chats in the chat window at thegospelradionetwork.org, as well as your phone calls, will determine the direction of the hour. Now, I will tell you that I have a couple of things that have already presented themselves. A question with regards to the baptism for the dead in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse number 29. We will deal with that a little bit later in the program. But also, I have been talking with a good friend of mine, Brother Mark Teske, who works for the Gospel Radio, the Gospel Broadcasting Network. And he's going to give us a call here in a little while. I've asked him to call in and to talk to us a little bit about the work that they do at the Gospel Radio Network. Now, he's coming into the state of Texas from Mississippi. He's living in the Gospel Radio Network, broadcast out of Mississippi. And so he's coming into Texas to attend the Brown Trail Lectureship, the Fort Worth Lectures that take place every year about this time. And so we're glad that he has joined us. And so we're glad that he is going to join us in a few minutes. So we're going to prepare ourselves for that. But I've got a text right here as well. If you were to get baptized for the remission of sins, but you did it at a different church, such as a Baptist church, then when you came to the Church of Christ, would you have to be baptized again? By the way, we're going to keep that one on line as well. That's an excellent question. It is one that we face quite often. I have faced it several times. And it is one that if you have not faced, then you will probably face in the near future. And so it's a good question for us to consider as well. Now, before we get there, let me give you the places and that you can get a hold of us. 405-428-2440 is the phone number. You can give us a call anytime during the program, and we will discuss your questions or your comments as they come in. You can also, as this one person did, they sent me a text on my phone at that same number, 405-428-2440, and we can have a conversation in that manner. Or you can log on to thegospelradionetwork.org, click on the listen button, listen live, and then log in there to give you a little login. I type my first name in there, and I'm in there at present. I know that oftentimes we have other people on there, and so you can join us in that light as well. So there are many ways in which you can get a hold of us. Now, you can also contact us, generally not during the program, but you can contact us on Facebook at Reflections Upon the Precious Book Divine. Just look it up, and you can send us a little notation there, and we'll be glad to answer your question as well. And so there are many ways that you can get a hold of us. Again, that's through thegospelradionetwork.org and the chat line. You can text me or phone me at 405-428-2440. Listen, before Brother Teske calls us, I want to, as our habit is, I want us to join with Brother Leroy Brownlow in his good book, Today Is Mine. And I want to give you the lesson that is there from the pen of this good brother. Even though he is dead, yet even today he speaks. And he talks about today, January the 9th, he talks about doing a good job. He says the artificer requires more time, but his work is more valuable. It is not how much we do, but how well we do it that determines worth. The first measurement of any work is quality. Skill is power, a power which belongs to talent, devotion, and patience. It adds stature to life. Monuments are erected to artists, not to burglars. Why rush to get in a slipshod job just to pursue more shoddiness in shoddy living? For no man's life is above his work. Haste makes waste, not only of the product, but of the life that it turns out. Then he quotes from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, who says, "But the great master said, I see no best in kind but in degree. I gave a various gift to each, to charm, to strengthen, and to teach." And then 2 Chronicles 34, verses 11 and 12 says, "Even the artificer and the builders gave they it to build and to buy hewn stone and timber for the coupling and to floor the houses. And the men did the work faithfully." You know, this is an excellent devotional for every family. If parents and elders and preachers and deacons could remember the fact that it's not about how much we do, but it is about the quality of what we do. Whether we're teaching a Bible lesson, whether we are visiting someone in the hospital, whether we are enjoying the company and fellowship of other people, or whether or not we are raising our children or teaching our grandchildren, it really does not matter. It is haste does make waste. And listen, this is an important lesson for us in our society because this is a fast-paced society. In other words, we have latched on to a belief that I've got to get more done in a day and that I'm not getting enough done, rather than stepping back and saying, you know what? Maybe it's not the quantity, but it's the quality of the time that I have. Now, quantity is always good, but it is never good if it is shoddy. And so we thank Brother Brownlow for those good and kind words in regards to doing our job and doing it well. I was reading a sermon by an old-time gospel preacher about 150 years ago, and you know, he was comparing the preaching that they were doing then to the preaching that was done by the apostles. And he said, you know, I'm beginning to notice a difference in the preaching that was done, not just in the subject matter, but also in the quality of the preaching that was done. Their preaching was right to the heart of the matter. My wife would say this. She would say, just land the plane. Just land the plane. When I get a little wordy in my sermons and I ask her afterwards, well, what did you think? She'd say, well, you should have landed the plane there. My introduction may have extended way too long, and she, or the conclusion, and she'd say, just land the plane. And I know exactly what she means when she says that. And so sometimes we have to reevaluate and assess the time, the not just the amount, but the quality of time that we give in regards to the work that we are doing. And so if you are raising children, if you are teaching a Bible class, if you are visiting the sick, whatever the work and the ministry that you're engaged in, make sure then that it is high quality. Well, again, we're glad that you've joined us, and I want to remind you that you can give us a call at 405-428-2440. You can send us a text message on that same phone, or you can log in at the Gospel Radio Network, and you can join us there for a chat. You can You can go there and talk to us and chat with us there. Or you can go to Facebook at Reflections Upon the Precious Book Divine, and you can leave us a message there with regards to something that we will get a little bit later. We won't get it at the same time and during the radio broadcast, but we will be able to get to it. You know, I was asked the other day in reference to the radio broadcast, and I'm oftentimes asked about what books that I am reading, in regards to the book or a couple of books that I'm in the process of reading. I have some that I read for history. I'm reading the personal memoirs George Washington, of Ulysses S. Grant, another president. As far as one that I listen to regularly, by the way, we have a phone call here. Let me just go ahead and take it. All right. You're on Reflections Upon the Precious Book Divine. What can I do for you today?
My name is Brad, and I found a scripture in 1 Corinthians that I'm having a little trouble with.
All right.
1 Corinthians 15:29.
Okay.
Of course, it deals with the resurrection, but it talks about baptizing the dead. And I don't really understand that.
Okay. By the way, that is an excellent question. There are a lot of people, and especially because we are inundated from Mormon doctrine oftentimes about the baptism for the dead, that we oftentimes do not understand exactly what's going on there. I tell you what, Mr. Brad, I've posted for other people this question. Brad and I actually had a conversation text-wise. What was it, the other day, Brad?
Yes,
sir. A couple days ago, maybe. And I told him, I said, hey, we're coming up on Open Mic Friday. That would be an excellent question for us to deal with. And what I'm going to suggest to you, I have a lesson prepared, not a long lesson, but a lesson prepared. But I'm going to give you, at this moment, I'm going to give you the heart of it. And then I've got another phone call that I'm waiting on. And after that, I'm going to give you the whole kit and caboodle. How about that?
That'll work.
All right. Listen, a part of the problem is that we don't, oftentimes people don't consider the context. And it's ripped right out of the context. And Brad, always remember this, that you should allow plain passages of Scripture to help explain the more difficult ones. And this is a more difficult one. I mean, commentators and scholars down through the ages have wrangled back and forth on exactly what this means. But let me suggest to you, here is my understanding of what this passage means. That what he is dealing with there is the idea, and paying attention to the pronouns is really important in this context. But you think about what influence such men as Stephen and other men had in the early church. I mean, Stephen was is considered the first martyr of the church. Killing the New Testament Christians, and his influence was important for other people. And so their deaths, and here's what I think is the key element here, their deaths helped motivate others to be baptized into Christ. And so Paul's point is simply this: if the dead are not raised, then why are they being baptized for them? Now they're being baptized for the remission of their sins, to be added to the New Testament church. But what Paul is saying here is there is a great influence of those who are willing to die. But think about this. If there is no resurrection, then these people are just being baptized so as to experience martyrdom, death, pain, and agony without any future hope of life. That seems to the Apostle Paul to be rather foolish. And so I think what he's talking about there is he's talking about them that they're being baptized because of, that is, on account of the great influence that good men have already set. And I think that's the explanation of it. Now, we can get into more of it toward the end of our program today, and I'll come back to that and maybe explain a few other things, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate your phone call, and you have a great day.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. All right. Here we are coming to Reflections Upon the Precious Book Divine, and I'm gonna make a phone call here to Mr. Mark Teske. Hopefully we can get him on the line there, and we can give him a holler. And get him on the line. Well, it's ringing.
Thanks for calling the Gospel Broadcasting Network. This is David. How may I help you?
Uh-oh, David, I was trying to reach Mark Teske.
All right.
He's been trying to call me, so listen, I'm on the radio. Have him call me back, and I've been on the other line on the radio, so have him give me a call back, all right?
All right, and what's your name, sir?
My name is Rick, and this is Reflections Upon the Precious Book Divine.
All right, yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, well, Mark has been trying to call, and I told him to give me a holler, and but I wanted to answer Brad's question. I think this is an important question when you consider, because it really deals with what we generally deal with on Tuesday. And that is, we deal with hermeneutics on Tuesday, and every Tuesday we talk about certain basic fundamental principles. And one of the principles that is important here in 1 Corinthians 15 is what we mentioned earlier, and that is that we should always allow the plain passages to explain the more difficult ones. All right, you're on Reflections Upon the Precious Book Divine. Hello, Mr. Mark.
How are you, my friend Rick?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm sorry I missed your call earlier, but we had a good phone call and a conversation about the baptism for the dead, and so I thought, well, we'll go ahead and deal with that just a little bit, and then I can give you a holler later. Well, listen, I'm glad you called. We talked earlier. I told everybody listening that I'd asked you to call in because you do a very important work there out of Mississippi and on the Gospel Broadcasting Network. And it's been going on for a long time. And what I'd like for you to do is just to not only explain, some of my listeners may not even know about the Gospel Broadcasting Network. So maybe take a little time to explain to them what it is and how they can benefit from it.
Okay, I'd love to. This year, actually, the end of this year celebrates our 10th anniversary of broadcasting the gospel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All right.
We're looking forward and have already started kind of planning a big 10th anniversary special. We'll talk more about that later. But the idea with GBN all along was to provide the world with good, sound gospel programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to saturate cable systems and satellite systems. And every means that's out there that's possible with the truth of the gospel. And in that initial vision, one of the things that came out was all these denominations and false teachers have their outlets, and the Lord's church did not have anything at the time, that there was great opportunities there that we hadn't taken advantage of prior, and we sought to take advantage of this great medium that has changed much in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, everything was really television and cable systems. That was the main method of distribution of television. And as time has gone by, that's become more internet-based and more international. High definition has come into the mainstream discussion. Video on demand is now something that's picked up a lot of steam. So there's
yes.
Everything has really changed a lot in the past 10 years. And that has brought some fantastic opportunities for the work. One of the things that we're working on this year is working to bring some of the services that have been outsourced for the past 10 years, bring them in-house, which results in a pretty significant cost savings for us, but also absolutely multiplies the flexibility that we have with the network. One of the biggest projects we have for the year is actually taking the play out what actually people would see watching on cable television. There's computers that actually generate that signal, bringing those into our facility, which saves us a good $5,000 a month. Also gives us the ability to be a little bit more responsive with the programming, be able to make changes immediately before something goes on air.
Right.
Allows us to do high definition, things like that.
And Mark, just in case some people don't understand why that's – now, it's always important for any business to watch the bottom line, but especially mm-hmm. With things such as the Gospel Radio Network or the Gospel Broadcasting Network. Y'all are under an eldership. This is a work of the church. And as such, you receive support from other congregations mm-hmm. and individuals, and so from that vantage point, you're always looking to utilize the funds that you receive, God's gifts, in an efficient way. And so some people might not understand that y'all are under the eldership there at South Haven, right?
Correct. And you bring up a good point, the responsibility there. Some of our supporters, we have a widow lady who sends us $2 a month. And we feel a commitment, the $2 that she sends, that $2 needs to be spent as wisely as we possibly can. And that mindset needs to permeate everything you do when it comes to spending money, to utilizing the Lord's resources. And the question I personally ask myself is this a good place with this widow who gave this $2? And it, there's a lot of allusions to the widow's mite there.
Mm-hmm.
Am I spending that in a way that does service to her donation?
Mark, I think that this is – I think it's a good discussion for just about any time, because, I mean, you and I both come from a preaching background.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we still preach, but that's the background that we come from. And so as I don't know exactly how long you've been doing this, but I've been preaching just a little over 30 years, and I still – I receive funds from the Lord's church, and this radio broadcast here over the internet is made possible by good brethren here at Ninth and Main. And so, I'm always asking myself, okay, is my time, is the effort that I put in, is it worth the support that these good brethren give me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think it's true with regards to the work that y'all are doing as well, that there's always in the back of your mind a self-evaluation that's going on. And I think that's good, and it really does spur, I think, good quality material.
And good reaching for opportunities and looking to spread the gospel as many ways as you possibly can. There's opportunities you didn't expect to come that just kind of jump out at you. Let me give you one example. The end of last year, I spent several weeks over in India doing some mission work. And one of the things that had come up, literally just before we left, we were contacted by a television system in India about carrying GBN on their television system within the country of India.
Oh, wow.
And we jumped at that opportunity. And kind of nagging in the back of my mind as we talked about that was the fact that all of our programming is in English.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, while English is probably the most universal language throughout the world today, there's still a lot of people that don't speak that language. And as we look at where GBN needs to be long term, and specifically with this master control system that we're bringing in, there's really nothing technologically holding us back from doing a TV station in Telugu, doing a TV station in Hindi, doing a television station in Spanish.
Wow.
The same equipment that we have here and the same infrastructure that we've spent this time building and the same computers that edit the television programs in English, that can work just as well in multiple languages.
And you know, Mark, from the vantage point of a lot of people, I don't think a lot of people understand that there are more Christians. If I understand this right, there are more Christians in India and in Africa than there are in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that to be true in India, and I think also even in Africa. And so now, if that's the case, if we're going to go into all the world, which is the whole purpose of GBN and the Gospel Radio Network, to go into all the world, then we're going to have to speak some languages of those people as well.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And the opportunities, you know, so oftentimes we talk about the internet from the pulpit, and we talk about the challenges and the dangers that are out there, but the opportunities it brings to us are just incredible. Already today, we have that that system in India that carries GBN in English. We have one down in South Africa that carries us, and the way we get the signal there is over the internet.
Mm.
Which is a very cost-effective way to do it. You know, satellites are fantastic in a limited geographical area, but
right.
the satellite that we utilize just covers North America. You know, we can expand and do a television station that's, say, in Spanish, broadcast it over the internet, be able to hit Spain as well as South America, as well as possibly some outlets here in the States, where Spanish is becoming mm-hmm. very quickly the main language in many communities.
Yes, sir. And you know, it's I look at it, congregations are always caught betwixt the two, we might say, as far as foreign and domestic, or local and broad. And as far as evangelism is concerned, and maintaining a good, solid balance there is always mm-hmm. important for elderships. But and by the way, Mark has been helping us here at in San Angelo, as well as many other places around the United States, to really develop. Not only do we have the access to GBN as far as the television outlet and the Gospel Radio Network, you know, you can, the internet affords us great opportunity in regards to that. But there's also a local aspect that you've been helping us with, and I thought maybe you could explain a little bit about the radio stations as well.
Oh, that's exciting. we're working just about to go online, and literally next week I will be visiting with two congregations, going through their final equipment plans and beginning the purchase process for them. And what happens with the radio, there was an opportunity that came out a little over a year ago where the FCC opened up licenses for low-power FM stations. that nonprofit organizations such as churches could apply for. There was no license fee associated with it, just filling out all the paperwork to do it. And we had 19 congregations that participated in that, fill out the applications, and those we've gotten approval already for 13, and it looks like we'll probably end up with 18 radio stations when all said and done.
All right. So that's 18 out of 19, right? That's pretty good percentage-wise, then.
That's a real good percentage there, and we're that's not a done deal yet. We're still in the process of working through the paperwork on the last several, but so far everything looks really promising for those.
Well, that's great. I hope it becomes 18 because we're one of those. It might be, and so we're definitely hoping that we at least get to 14, but 19 would be really good. And by the way, our sister congregation nearby is one of the places where Mark Teske will be at. You'll be at Bangs, right, this next week and helping them?
I will be there on Wednesday, and then meeting with the elders down in Coons, Texas on Thursday. Helping them get set up there. The end of the month, we still have just a couple of hurdles to jump through, but Lord willing, we'll be turning on a transmitter in Fort Payne, Alabama, the last weekend of January.
All right.
And we may very well, near about the same time, turn one on in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and one in South Haven, Mississippi as well.
Man, that's great. That's all over the United States. I always like to tell people when they ask me, I do a lot of door-knocking campaigns, and so people ask me sometimes about, well, what is your philosophy of evangelism? And I said, I just got one. It's the word saturate. You saturate the area with the gospel of Christ, and that's my philosophy. You give them the gospel until they just don't want it anymore, or they obey it.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I love about the these radio stations, I mean, it's a very much a local project where you're broadcasting to an area 5 to 10 miles from your building, which is where your congregation really has the most influence.
Absolutely. And see, there are some that can't or really don't have the wherewithal to listen to our internet radio program because they have aged in a time frame that did not have the internet, they really don't have any access. They don't have internet. And we have a lot of our older members that would love to listen, love for us to have a radio program of some sense, but they can't listen to the internet, or they don't listen to the internet, and they really don't want to, you know. I mean, that's not their cup of tea, as you would say, but to have a radio station where they can tune that knob, then they would just love that to death.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, one of the big challenging things that makes it difficult on a local congregation to go about an effort like that is to develop the programming for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's where the partnership with a local congregation and a work like ours is in many ways a marriage made in heaven.
Yes, because listen, I do 1 hour of live broadcast every day. And when I told people that that's what I was doing, they said, are you crazy? And that, by the way, that's just 1 hour. I cannot imagine a congregation having the ability to do live radio 24/7. I just can't imagine that.
And what the beauty of the system like this is as much live programming and locally produced programming as you want to put on the radio station there in San Angelo, you can do that. And then to help fill up the other 22, 23 hours in a day, here's material that we're producing and distributing that fills up the rest of that time.
Absolutely. By the way, we have a comment that I think by Chris that I thought was an excellent comment, and we've been talking about it here. It says that the Gospel Radio Network, TGRN, and the Gospel Broadcasting Network, GBN, fellow laborers in a field that is white unto harvest. We truly appreciate and thank the good brethren at GBN for all they do for the kingdom of our Lord. And by the way, I want to say my amen to that. I have known of the work of GBN. And by the way, early on, it went through some growth difficulties with regards to, okay, we're getting it out, but is it getting out? That thing is just, you've come along and streamlined this thing so that I've got it on my phone here, Mark. I can watch television on my phone, and I'm talking about good television now. I'm not talking about any of that junk. I'm talking about good, solid gospel preaching and teaching on my phone anytime that I desire.
And that's wonderful. I actually had a new perspective on that since yesterday. One of the speakers on the network, Mike Hickson, who hosts our flagship program, GBN Live, he's had some health difficulties regarding his eyes the last several weeks. And because of that, he's a full-time preacher, but he can't read because of the problems with his eyes. There's not a whole lot he can do, but he has literally spent hours with the headphones on listening to the audio coming off of GBN, and that's been one of his few connections to the world as he struggled with his eye problems. And he said, oh, it's been such a blessing. He said, I've been preaching about this and teaching about it and involved in the work since day one, but I hadn't appreciated it like I do today.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. And by the way, we're going to keep Brother Mike in our prayers, because I know that a lot of individuals that I also know and am acquainted with really appreciate that program that you have referenced in GBN Live. Now, that used to come on Mondays, but now I believe it's on Thursdays, isn't it?
It's on Thursday. And starting last night, we expanded. We're going to do an hour each week.
All right.
Give a little bit more time to develop the subjects and talk about it. We generally, kind of the subject for each week is something that's fluid. If there's something that's big in the news, we'll hit that. But we've already decided on the subject for next week, a subject that's pretty important, and that's marriage, divorce, and remarriage.
Ooh, that's a tough one now. You get a lot of hate mail on that, don't you know?
We do, but I think we're going to have a panel that's well up to the subject.
Yeah.
And one that will be very good there. There's another one coming up on the 29th. That I am so excited about. We'll have the subject that evening is pornography.
Ooh, that is a subject matter that, unfortunately, because of the same gift that we have in talking to one another over the radio and GBN, the internet, it has infiltrated our homes. That the tool that God has given us for good, Satan does not mind to manipulate for evil.
Without a doubt. And just before we got on the phone talking, lined up a guest caller for that evening, a fellow preacher who back a year ago came forward and confessed that he had been dealing with a pornography problem. And he has been clean and sober is probably a good illustration of that for the past year. And he's going to come out and talk about some of his struggles that he's gone through recovering from that, because it's one of those things that people don't realize. There is an addictive component to that particular sin.
Absolutely. Listening to some that deal with this field quite often, that it is probably more addictive than any other addiction that is out there. In fact, Mark, I talked to a psychologist in Amarillo, Texas, on one occasion, and one of the elders in the panhandle there where I was preaching had talked to him as well. And he suggested he dealt with a lot of, now he's talking about denominations and things such as that as well, but a lot of preachers. And people don't understand that, you know, if a preacher is enclosed in a locked building, in a room that is shut, and he's doing a lot of research, then there is a strong possibility that he could be tempted with that. And he has to understand that, and it would be good if his brethren could understand that and work with him in, you know, these items as well. But he said he had a lot of clients that were preachers because of that reason, and I think it's a serious problem we need to deal with.
And you know, this is one of those areas that honestly, an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure.
Amen.
You know, for instance, here at our GBN facility, we have a big fat firewall between us and the internet, and it doesn't always get everything, but it helps to keep some of that trash from ever making it in.
Don't you see it kind of like a locked car? A locked car will not keep a car thief out, an experienced car thief, away from getting your car. But it might take care of the guy that just is opportunistic. It might, you know, and so it might stop a lot of initial stuff. But if a guy's determined, he will get there. But that's like any sin, right?
It really is. It really is. And as we look at this one in particular, you know, those people who are involved in that industry, there's a whole lot of money there, and there is marketing savvy that's just beyond anything. They know how to tempt people.
You know, I don't know
how to get people.
I don't know how it is now. I do know that my wife was working for a school system in the Panhandle in probably about 15 or so years ago, and so it was early on with some of this stuff, and one of the teachers had a elementary class in the computer room, and she asked them to type in whitehouse.com instead of whitehouse.gov. Now, that shows you how savvy these people are. Just a slight mistake of com or gov can take you right to a pornographic site. And of course, unfortunately, this lady had no intent of being there, but all of those young eyes were exposed immediately to that just by accident.
And a dear friend of mine works with a school system in Fort Worth. And a big part of his job is maintaining the security and the filtering system for them. One of the things that he's relayed to me is, you know, it's like bailing out a sinking ship. As you know, there's potential access that you find, and you plug that hole, and there are very savvy computer people on the other side working as hard as they can to get around every block that's out there.
Satan just does not sleep.
And trying to get people, because once you get somebody addicted, then they have you.
That's right, yeah.
One statistic that I had read that just has flabbergasted me is that the pornographic business has more revenue than the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NBA combined.
Oh, yes. If you look at those stats, major power companies, the major sporting events, ABC, CBS, and NBC, I believe all of those combined don't even come close to what the pornographic industry brings in. And so, it is a big fight. And one of the things is, and I'm glad you're dealing with marriage, divorce, and remarriage prior to that, because I'm firmly convinced that the heart of the problem does not begin with pornography. It begins with adultery. It begins with fornication. Of course, fornication would cover that aspect of it, but it does deal with the problem we've had in our society of giving up on our covenants, on our vows, are the reason why all of these, a host of other sins, are inundated in our society.
Yes, yes, indeed. And therein lies a very fundamental problem. I'm excited that we've got an outlet like GBN Live to be able to talk about things like this, and your program as well, where people can discuss it and these issues can come out into the open.
Absolutely. By the way, tell our listeners when and how to get a hold of that program, especially where they can get to GBN and then also get to GBN and when they need to be listening for live.
Okay. Yeah. To be able to watch the network anytime, our website is gbntv.org, gbntv.org. You can watch there from the website. We also have an iOS app for the phones. We have an iOS app for the tablets. We have an Android phone app, an Android tablet app, a Windows phone app, which covers just about, between all those, just about any device that somebody has hanging on their hip. And then we have a device that's been very popular, the Roku. We
yes.
have a channel on that.
You have the ability for someone to tie their television into the GBN studio and run it right through their television, right?
Right through their television, utilizing, it gets from here to there over the Internet. And it basically hooks your television to the Internet. And we have a channel on there that people can watch the live network as it's being broadcast, or go back and see some programs on demand. So that's something that is really useful for people no matter where they are. If they have a high-speed Internet connection, and you typically need something at least about a 3-megabit connection, which anything that somebody would call broadband generally fits in that category.
Okay, now you're talking in my wife's language instead of mine when you start mentioning bytes and gigas and all those. You know, I used to go frog gigging, but I don't think it's the same thing, is it?
It's not. And the type of things that can do that, it works well if somebody gets their Internet through their cable system or a higher speed DSL connection will work. Where it tends not to work as well is places where you have to pay for your usage. Like if you had it hooked up to a cell phone, that would not be the best situation, because you would use a lot of that, a lot of usage charges would come along with that.
Okay. Listen, by the way, GBN and the radio and the television and the Gospel Radio Network, those are not the only things that bring us together. You're actually coming to Texas for something more than just getting these radio stations in these local areas, right?
Right, right. I've got, as I try to do as much as possible, I multitask every trip that I take.
Now, tell us a little bit about what brings you to Texas from the state of Mississippi.
Well, the next week will be the Fort Worth Lectures. They're in Bedford, Texas. Be there for several days. Got a lot of good brethren that are there in the area. Come in for the lectureship there. We'll have a GBN display there, and I'll be there answering questions and talking to some of our existing supporters as well. Then the rest of the trip, starting Wednesday, we'll be visiting with a couple of congregations working on radio stations, visiting with a couple supporters, after that, the good trip home. So it'll be a multifaceted trip, as they tend to be, but a good swing through Texas to keep several different projects going.
There you go. Do you know what the Brown Trail lectures are going to be on this year?
I believe we're on Ephesians and Colossians this year.
All right. Well, good. Good. You gonna are they gonna branch out and actually risk having you as a speaker this year, or you're just down there to inform people about GBN?
I'll just be down there to inform people about GBN this year. I spoke on the alumni lectures back last summer, and I think they're still sick of hearing me from back then.
Now, listen, are you going to be on this year? I think they're doing the Book of Matthew this year on the alumni lectures.
And I believe this year I am rolling off.
Oh.
They're trying to have to get some variety in there, not have the same speaker 2 years in a row.
Yes, that's true. Well, listen, you can tell them that if it was you, it would be like having a different speaker every year, right? some are just that good, right?
Oh, and you know as well as I do with those lectureship manuscripts. You turn those in so far ahead of time, that usually ends up being a totally different lesson than the one you actually preach once you get there.
I don't think I've ever preached the same sermon, especially the same way, on any of those. You're right. And by the way, I'm going to be doing, guess what? I'm going to get Matthew 5 through 7 to deal with in about 34 minutes.
I'm thinking somebody doesn't like you very well.
Pray for me. And I've talked to, I think it was Landon this year, so he may say, well, we'll fix Rick up. Well, listen, Brother Teske, I appreciate so much, Brother Mark, you being with us today, and we got about 5 minutes here left on the program, and I'm so glad that you do what you do, and I know you do an excellent job. You and I have had many conversations and worked together in a lot of different areas, and I have learned to appreciate the work that you do at all over, but especially through the Gospel Broadcasting Network. And we continue to pray for all of the brethren there and all of the work that goes on. And, oftentimes you may not get a card or something, or somebody just calling you up and saying thank you. But I know there are a lot of people out there that take advantage of that, and they appreciate the hard work that goes into it. So thank you very much.
I appreciate that very much. One of the things I love about trips like I'm taking this week is to get to talk to people whose lives have been touched by the network. And, just a sweet word from a person or two kind of puts wind in my sails that can keep me going for several months.
Amen.
That's one of the things about the mass evangelism. You don't always get that direct, immediate feedback. But the fact that it does touch lives and affect souls for eternity is something that we can never lose sight of. And appreciate your encouragement, appreciate your work in this area as well, and the diligence that you put forth day after day with your program and with the work there at 9th and Main.
You know, I start out every program telling people to grab their Bible and a good cup of coffee, because this is really about a good conversation to me. It's about having a conversation about the Bible. We have specific topics during the week that we deal with, but every Friday is Open Mic Friday. And I always like to have somebody call in or to have somebody lined up. We've talked about some, I've had some authors call in and some friends of mine, and now to have a friend that works with GBN and to have you on, Mark, I appreciate it very much. And listen, you be safe coming to Texas.
All righty, and Lord willing, look forward to seeing you next week, my friend.
All right, yes, sir. I'm planning on being up there, talk to the boss, but I'm planning on being up there and maybe broadcasting a day from up in Fort Worth. So we'll try to see you then. All right. God bless.
Fantastic. Thanks.
All right. Well, listen, we're so grateful that Brother Mark could join us. And you get on the radio or you get in a conversation, it always lasts longer than you think. So we've come all the way down toward the end of our program today. We didn't quite get to address everything that we wanted to address, but I tell you, if you will put in the Gospel Radio Network and the Gospel Broadcasting Network, you have audio and video there. You have opportunities for live radio, not just during the weekday, but I know there are a couple other programs that are on at night. Monday night, I think the Harrison Moore Expedition, I think Tuesday night with Denny Wilson is also live. And so I know there are a lot of live programs that are out there. And anytime that you want some good gospel singing, you want to be encouraged and uplifted, then the Gospel Radio Network. I know that GBN has a devotional hour. I think it's 30 minutes of just gospel singing and scripture, and it's a beautiful thing. We actually run some of that locally here on our cable network station every Sunday morning. And so, again, there's so many opportunities out there, websites, blog sites, internet radio, internet television. There is no excuse for an individual to have to watch or to listen to bad television and bad radio anymore, because you got the good stuff when you got the gospel. And so we're going to sign off now. I want to thank the brethren at Mount Vernon and the opportunity that they give me to be on the radio, Josh and I, each and every day. So God bless, and y'all have a great day.